As always, cards subject to change. This isn't the WrestleMania week I planned. It's not the WrestleMania week I envisioned when we started this podcast, but rest assured, it is still WrestleMania week, and if you can't get excited for that, you're not a wrestling fan. But if you're listening to me, you are a wrestling fan, and COVID be damned, we're going to talk some wrestling. Let's go.
My boss hit my line with an angry text saying something about B90X. I said wrestling. I'm going to wrestling. Then my phone blew up with a couple of alarms. I got bets to make. I got worms to farm. I said wrestling. I'm going to wrestling. I'm a wrestling son of a bitch from a worm farm down on the Mississippi. And if you got a problem with the way I live, you could catch a chest chop then a super kick. Yeah, R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling. R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling. R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling. R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling.
Welcome into Wrestling, Barstool's professional wrestling podcast hosted by me. Do I feel good? Not even close. It is WrestleMania week. It is, we are here, WrestleMania 37. For the first time, we will have a crowd at WrestleMania. It feels like the sport of wrestling in the world itself is waking up to a new reality and to better days. And this WrestleMania is very exciting to me. It's a two-night event. There's so many things. When you hear the word WrestleMania, it evokes so many memories. It's why some of us are fans, why a lot of us are. Remember our first one, we all remember our best one, we all remember our worst one, we all remember everything about it. And here we are, WrestleMania week. So I got to go ahead and tell you guys, again, like I said earlier, not exactly what I envisioned. Me or Aria, we today would have been leaving for Tampa. We're going to be headed down there. We had tickets provided by WWE. We had some stuff provided by WWE. Everything was going to be great. It was going to be a historic moment here for wrestling. But I, on Monday morning, tested positive for COVID. I started being symptomatic on Sunday morning. It was Easter. I couldn't really go find anywhere to give me a rapid test, but I was feeling symptomatic and it knocked me down very, very hard. I had 102 fever. I had every symptom. And Monday morning I was able to go get a test, and I it is hitting me harder than it's hit a lot of people, I think, I don't know what your experience with it was, but it has knocked me down. But we're sitting here Thursday, and I will not be going to Mania. We're going to talk about WrestleMania. We're going to talk about all my excitement. We're going to talk about AEW. We'll talk about everything later in the show. But let me just say off the top, I am a gigantic wrestling fan. I've been so since 1986. And the one hole in my resume has been I've never been to a WrestleMania. And this was going to fix it. We got all the way to the week. We got all the way to the week of WrestleMania 37. This was going to fix it. I was going to get to go. I worked my way into a position of being blessed enough to go. And obviously COVID strikes and I can't go. So that stinks. I will go eventually. I'll go next year, hopefully, in Dallas. I'll hopefully be able to go soon. It fucking sucks. I texted Ari the day I got tested positive. I said, I'm devastated about this. And I'm fine now mentally. I mean, there's worse tragedies in the world than a 41-year-old fat guy not getting to go to WrestleMania. But I did not enjoy it. I didn't take the news very well at first. It hurt. WrestleMania, going back through my life, WrestleMania 30 was in New Orleans. I was living in Florida at the time, but I was a young father with three kids, and I just couldn't make the monetary. I didn't have the wherewithal financially to go. And then Atlanta in 27, again, I didn't have the financially, I wasn't where I needed to go. It was an irresponsible choice to go to WrestleMania all the way up to 34 in New Orleans. I could have gone to that one, but we had moved out of the South at that point. Like every time I've gotten close, something has stepped in the way of going. But anyway, that's not that big of a deal. Here's the thing. There's a silver lining in every part of life. And my silver lining for wrestling is this. If you've listened to this show since December, you know I have a 12-year-old daughter who has dove into this stuff head first. She loves wrestling. She loves WWE. She loves all of it. She can't wait to watch her first WrestleMania this week. And provided I've taken enough negative tests by then I can let her down in the basement and she and I will watch WrestleMania together. So that would be quite a blessing. that I'm looking forward to. So anyway, that is enough about me. On this show, we're going to talk about what excites me for WrestleMania 37. We'll talk about some things going on at AEW. We are going to talk to The Miz, who will be in a tag match against Bad Bunny and Damian Priest, along with John Morrison. I guess I should update you guys there, too. I interviewed The Miz last Thursday and was scheduled to interview Triple H Monday. I was going to have Triple H and The Miz on the show back-to-back, and I tested positive 2 hours before the Triple H interview, and I was too sick to continue with it. So Triple H is available. He was on the Token CEO podcast today along with Sasha Banks. Very jealous that Erica Nardini, our CEO, got Sasha Banks. That's one of my favorite wrestlers. But if you want to listen to those interviews, she has them. I would have had Triple H. COVID got in the way of that. But we do have The Miz to talk about his match and the big things going on in his career. We got two. We just made the list today. And that, excuse me. I'm sorry. We've my five favorite WrestleMania matches and my five most underrated WrestleMania matches. No voicemails today. No themes today. I don't really have the energy to go very, very, very deep into the show. Hopefully when 30 minutes right now. I am still down pretty bad. I hope my voice sounds acceptable, but it is what it is. All right, how you doing?
I wish this didn't happen for you. Like I'm more worried about you. I went through the COVID shit and it sucked. But I'm more bummed out that WrestleMania, like, you couldn't experience that this week. So
We'll be all right. We'll get to the next one.
Yeah.
And then hopefully we'll be able to do some stuff this summer, SummerSlam. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
100%.
So what excites me about WrestleMania? Well, it's WrestleMania, right? No matter if you're a sports fan, and I have a lot of people DM me and say, you know what, your podcast has gotten me back into wrestling. I wasn't watching wrestling in your podcast. If you're a wrestling fan who isn't really paying attention or your skirt's not blown up by what's happening in the world of wrestling right now, it's like if you're a baseball fan, no matter how bad your team may be, you get excited for opening day. No matter how bad your team may be in college football, August is a time of excitement for you leading up to the season. And WrestleMania is a time of excitement every single year. And here are the matches. Here are the events. Here's what gets me going for this particular WrestleMania. The NXT takeovers, first of all, they're always great. We had night one last night, night two tonight. Night one, if night two is like night one, it's one of the greatest North American wrestling shows of all time. Night one was great. You had Raquel Gonzalez, who we met, had on the show. She's the new NXT Women's Champion. You had Pete Dunne and Kushida. You had just match after match was fantastic last night. And then tonight you'll have Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly in a five-star match. And you'll have the main event, Karrion Kross, who was on the show last week against Finn Balor. The two-night WrestleMania thing, I'm excited to see that. Not out of necessity like it was last year. I'd like to see two good four-hour shows, two good three-and-a-half, three-hour shows instead of one nine-hour show. That's going to be great. Sasha versus Bianca is the match I look forward to the most. And I want to talk about Sasha Banks real quick. Sasha Banks, to me, it might be the best professional wrestler in the world right now. She delivers. And I think this is a long time coming. I believe she will main event the first night of WrestleMania against Bianca Belair, who will probably win the title. Bianca notwithstanding, though, Sasha Banks, when this women's revolution happened and you had Charlotte and Bayley and Becky and Sasha, and then Asuka joined later and others joined later. When you had all those, I always identified the most with Sasha. I thought she was the best wrestler, the most entertaining in the ring. She never got pushed the most. Charlotte got the God push every single time. Becky made herself into a main eventer. But Sasha was always treated second class behind Charlotte, even though Sasha's a much better professional wrestler than Charlotte, in my opinion. And now Sasha will be in the main event of WrestleMania. And I think she is the best wrestler they've got that's never main event at WrestleMania. So this is going to be incredible. I am very excited about Sasha and Bianca. It's going to be great. Roman Reigns on the big stage. His character has been the best work of his career. Now he goes to the big stage. I'm excited to see fans again. I had guys trying to do gotcha journalism on me because a couple weeks ago I said, you know, I think it's good that there's a crowd. I think it's good that people have the option to go. I think it's good that we're crawling out of our slumber. And then I had people coming on Twitter. What do you think about it now? You've got COVID. The same goddamn thing I thought last week. The same goddamn thing I thought 2 weeks ago. It sucks that I got COVID. I hate that I got COVID. I got lazy. I should have got the vaccine. vaccine. I got arrogant. I saw that I've gone a year without it. So I've said, I'll get the vaccine eventually. I never got it. I got COVID. I'm an idiot. But that doesn't mean we should hide in our fucking basements the rest of time. We have to lead a society. We have to have Earth. We have to have each other. We have to have events. That's what makes living on this godforsaken rock acceptable. Just, I like that we're attacking now. We're getting out and we're living. 25,000 people, I'm sure they will do it COVID safe. I'm sure they will do it the right way. I'm sure they'll take every precaution. But if you are in Florida and you are a wrestling fan and you want to go to Mania, the fact that you're able to go to Mania is great. It's time to live our lives again. I got COVID. It sucks. I ain't hiding from this motherfucker, though. All right. Lashley against Drew. These are two guys. Last week on Raw, Lashley said it's taken him 16 years to get to the top. Drew, 17 years. And they're on top of Mania. And that is going to be a hoss fight for the ages. I can't wait. I apologize for not really diving into these in depth, but I'm just trying to get through this. And get a show. And then ultimately, I love the fact that the fans are back because it does create atmosphere. It does make a difference. They did a great job with the Thunderdome. AEW's done a great job with their presentations, but nothing. There are four people in a match. The two fighters, the referee, and the crowd. And the crowd has been missing for a year, and it's time to get them back, and I can't wait. I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to feel it. I can't wait to see how they react to people that we haven't seen them react to in over a year. Like Roman, this character is his best ever. Is he going to get cheers because of how good he's been doing? Because they've been able to pipe in boos for him. I don't know. We'll see. And last but not least, Jericho, Chris Jericho and Broken Skull Sessions. We got that news the night before it broke. And it's just so incredible that Jericho is, they're going to, I don't know if they're breaking the wall down there between AEW and WWE or what, but it's just two badasses talking about being badasses. Austin, Jericho, game, respect, game. And I love the fact that they're going to do it. I want to talk about some AEW and then we'll move forward with our Miz interview and then we'll do our list at the end of the show. AEW, forgive me, but I've got to complain about complainers for a second. It's one of my favorite things that I do on this show because you get beat down about negativity in every aspect of your life. Everything is about an ism. Everything is about this. Everything is about that. Everything's going to kill you. Never leave your house. Blah, 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 blah. Shut the fuck up, world. Let me live. But wrestling's been that way online for a while. No matter how good what you see on TV is, you can go online and find 29,000 people that hate it. And that sucks. I love wrestling. I'm never going to be somebody that hates it for a living, even though there's a lot of people that do it. So anyway, I'm reading my reviewer that I always read. I've been reading him for 15 years. I'm not going to say his name, but I'm reading my wrestling reviewer I've always read. And last week, AEW Dynamite, Christian fought Frankie Kazarian in a match that I thought was very good. It was slow developing, but it was very, very good. And it was such a classic example of why the internet fucks up wrestling so much. I was reading it, and the very first line was, this was a decent match, but not up to the standards. I'm trying to get what he said. Decent match, but Christian's disappointing AEW run continues. That was a legit quote from a very successful internet wrestling writer. It was his first match. It was his first match, and people have already decided his run is disappointing. If you wake up in the morning and use your influence to call somebody's run disappointing the first time they go out there, join the fucking Girl Scouts. Do something the fuck else with your life. Because whatever you're doing isn't bringing you happiness, and you're just spreading misery to everybody else who wants to be fat and miserable too, you fat prick. Okay, sorry. There, wanted to say that. Whew. There's enough negativity in the world, all right? Why don't you approach professional wrestling with positivity? You know why? Because this shit's fun, and that's what I will do. Elsewhere in AEW, Chris Jericho had an incredible promo last night. I loved it. They have started referring to Heyman Page as the number one contender. I do think he's going to be the one that gets the belt off Omega, but Omega's reign hasn't really even started yet, so I wonder how far we're going to get with that. It's an interesting development, though. And, of course, the Bucks and Kenny Omega got together in full last night. The Bucks go fully heel. That storyline dragged a little bit. I'm not going to lie. I'll throw some shade when I believe shade needs to be thrown. great wrestlers, great everything. That storyline, I think, dragged a little bit, but now they've got it to where it's going to go. I'm anxious to see what the destination is. Again, I'm just keeping it very light, very, very on the surface here. A lot more that we can get into, and come next week, I believe we will probably record, I haven't talked to Ari about this, but we will probably record next week's wrestling the second WrestleMania ends. Are you okay with that? Got a thumbs up on that. So hopefully we'll have, if Mania ends at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock on Sunday night, we'll have it out a little after midnight, and you'll be able to go into your day with our podcast and our WrestleMania. And then next week we'll get back on schedule and back doing what we've been doing. All right, one guy's been doing what he's been doing. It is The Miz, and he is here to talk about WrestleMania. Let's go to The Miz. Let's do that interview right now. All right, before we get into our interview with The Miz ahead of his match against Bad Bunny at WrestleMania 37, let's talk pubic hair. Let's talk bush. Let's talk about that old scraggly shit around your dick and balls. You got bush? Well, you definitely do if you haven't tried the best products from our sponsor today. That's Manscaped. After using these life-changing products, you're going to want to join a ball sack beauty contest. How many of those are out there? I'm looking out for you, too, because I also have an exclusive 20% off discount. Use code Brandon at manscaped.com. Manscaped.com. They are dedicated to helping you level up your full-body grooming game with their Perfect Package 3.0 kit. That kit comes with the essential Lawnmower 3.0 waterproof cordless body trimmer and a ton of other liquid formulations to round out your grooming routine. It's the best trimmer to help you trim up the hedges. This trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to advanced skin-safe technology pioneered by Manscaped. When you trim the hedges, your tree stands taller. That's your dick. I don't know if you guys heard that. When you trim the hedges, which are your pubic hairs, your dick looks bigger. Inside the perfect package, you'll also find the Manscaped Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant. Oh, yeah. And when she's down there looking at your freshly 2-inch dick, your balls need to smell good. Be sure to add their refined cologne to your arsenal. You'll also find the Crop Reviver Ball Toner, a spray-on testy toner that's designed to make your balls smell irresistible. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Brandon at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use code Brandon. It's 2021 and you still got bush? Change that with Manscaped. Go to CVS and get that broad, girls. Boys, excuse me. Whoever, I don't care. Okay, so WrestleMania 37 this weekend exclusively on Peacock. We've been talking about it the entire show. We're going to keep talking about it because it is the showcase of the Immortals, the granddaddy of them all, whatever you want to say. WrestleMania fits every single adjective, every single description. Right now I've got one of the most distinguished current WWE superstars, somebody with a list of accomplishments that is mind-boggling. It is, of course, the star of Miz and Mizers on USA Network, and it is the guy that's going to be facing Bad Bunny this weekend on Peacock. It is The Miz. Miz, welcome to wrestling.
Thank you very much. It's an honor to be here. I always like coming on anything Barstool to discuss, whether it's sports, WWE, Miz and Mrs., whatever you guys want to talk about, let's go.
We're going to discuss all of it. I want to start with WrestleMania because you and I are about the same age, pretty much the same level of success, same level of attractiveness. We're pretty much the same 100%. Guy. I grew up a wrestling fan just like you did. WrestleMania, the biggest night of the year. What is the first WrestleMania that you remember as a kid that you watched?
So it wasn't even one that I watched. So my dad went to New Jersey, where you are, by the way. And he went to gamble, and it just so happened to be
the weekend of
WrestleMania. And so my dad comes back with a program, and I'm a huge WWF at the time fan. Like, I'm a huge fan of all the superstars. And so he brings back this program. I open the first page. It's signed by Hulk Hogan.
Right.
It's signed by Randy Savage. I turn the next page. Honky Tonk Man. I'm like, Dad. And by the way, I'm like 7, maybe. Yeah. like young. So my dad's like, yeah, I met them all. Like, you should have saw Andre the Giant's head. He shook my hand and it engulfed my entire hand. It was like a baseball glove, Michael. It was incredible. I couldn't believe it. They were all just standing there. They were at the bar and they all just ended up signing this thing. And it's incredible. Cut to about, let's say, 10 years later.
Right.
I'm going through my stuff, and because I'm going to college. So you go through all your stuff, all everything you're taking down to college, and I find that program. It's still in mint condition. I open it very delicately. Hulk Hogan's signature, Randy Savage's signature. Boom, flip it over it again. And I start noticing they're all kind of saying the same thing, but the autographs are kind of the same, like handwriting. Mm-hmm. Flip it again. There's Red Rooster. I'm like, wow, huh? And then I look at like Hacksaw Jim Duggan. And then all of a sudden, like, I realize, and I go, oh my God. I go, dad! And lo and behold, my dad signed every single one of them. He said, and by the way, he was like, he was doing it on the airplane, and people were giving him napkins to sign for their kids.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Well, so yeah. your dad is a felon. I mean, that's fraud.
But the thing is, it's my dad. So, I mean, what is someone going to do? You know what I mean? That's the way my dad thinks. It's not something wrong with that. It gave you a smile. It gave you a memory. It gave us a story, Michael. Like, you should be applauding me, patting me on the back. Like, when my dad was in the WrestleMania ring at when it was in New York a couple years ago, and he got in the ring, and I said, Dad, if you get in the ring, if anything happens, just put your dukes up. And he put it up like a 1940s boxer. Mm-hmm. And it became a meme. Like, it became one of the biggest, most talked about things at that WrestleMania. And now my dad will call me every Monday and tell me what I'm doing wrong. And I'm like, Dad, you know, you've been in the ring for like 10 minutes. He goes, and what happened? And I go, yeah, I get it. You were one of the most talked about memes of all time. So you should listen to me, don't you think? And I'm like, no, Dad, you don't get it.
That is a fantastic story. Yeah, I remember as soon as he did it, it was that night, and it's been ever since. Anytime there's like a fight meme or something, there's your dad just holding those dukes up. That's pretty incredible if you think about it. And no,
it's my worst nightmare. It's my worst nightmare.
So WrestleMania 37, you guys will be in Tampa. You're running it back in Tampa. There will be limited fans there, I believe 25,000 capacity. How eager are you guys to get out there and feel that live crowd again?
I cannot wait. It's been a long time, I think over a year now, since we've had a live crowd. And WWE has done a tremendous job in bringing in the virtual fans and kind of still feeling that live atmosphere. But to actually have the electricity that is a live audience is going to be incredible. And, you know, WrestleMania has an incredible lineup. I mean, we have it two nights this year, April 10th and 11th on Peacock, you know, and I'm just excited for not only my match, but there's a lot of other matches like, you know, Roman Reigns, Daniel Bryan, and Edge going for the Universal Championship. I think Roman has been doing a fantastic job with the Universal Championship. And then you look over on our side on Monday Night Raw, and you have Bobby Lashley, who beat me for the WWE Championship. So anyone that can beat me is obviously a monster, a powerhouse, and he's going to be taking on Drew McIntyre, who has, throughout this pandemic, throughout this entire time without fans, has held the WWE Championship to the standard it should be held at. He has done a tremendous job, and it just goes to show the hard work and dedication that it comes from a person like Drew McIntyre, because he wasn't always on top. You know, it took him a long, long, long time to get there. And now that he's on top, to be able to stay there for a significant amount of time is almost even more difficult than getting there.
Well, what's incredible about the main event, or the Raw main event there that you just mentioned, is Bobby Lashley is a guy that people saw money. They saw main events. They saw everything. And he's had a very good career. But he is currently doing the greatest work of his career alongside MVP right there. He's doing incredible work, and he deserves this main event. Drew McIntyre, for over a year, has been carrying this thing and has been awesome. It truly is a clash of two guys that 10 years ago, people thought they were the next big thing. And 10 years later, they are clashing at the height of their powers. I think that main event is going to be something else. I think the women's main events with Sasha against Bianca Belair, and on the Raw side with Asuka and Rhea Ripley, are going to be fantastic. Let's go to your match, though. You have got, you're facing Bad Bunny. You're facing somebody from outside the business. That is a spot that's happened at WrestleMania many times before. Lawrence Taylor coming in, fighting Bam Bam Bigelow. You've had Big Show do it. You've had other guys throughout the history of WWE fighting these outsiders, and now you've got Bad Bunny. How's that match going to go, Miz?
Honestly, you know, I look at Bad Bunny. He is arguably the biggest star we've ever had, and you might say, like, well, I don't know him. Go to YouTube. Look at his music videos. They have over a billion, and I'm not saying M, I'm saying B, a billion views. This guy is an international sensation. He is the biggest Latino pop or Latin pop artist out there. Not only that, I'm sorry, not pop, but rap artist. And honestly, he's a multi-platinum recording artist. The guy's won a Grammy. He was an SNL musical act. I mean, it's very tough to get on that show. And, you know, he ever since Royal Rumble, he's been sticking around WWE because, in a sense, he is a fan. The problem is, whenever you come at me and I feel like I am at the top of my game, I was just WWE champion, and I've always been taught about respect. Respect in the back, respect about in the locker room. And I just feel that he came in and rubbed people the wrong way. And he's been rubbing me the wrong way. And it's one thing to do an act, like a performance. A performance is fantastic, great. But then to stick around and hang around and then sucker punch me last week, which people are still talking about. And I know that because I got off the plane and people were like, hey, saw that punch. And even like people in the back, in the locker room were like, oh, got you, huh? And I go, you know what? It may have got me then, but receipts, as we call in the business, are pretty fun when you know it's coming. So right. At WrestleMania, I plan on giving him a very good receipt.
You've kind of already given him one, though, because you hit Bad Bunny with a guitar. And sure. As far as weapons go in this line of work that you're in, how sweet is it to hit somebody with a guitar?
Anytime you can hit someone with a guitar, it's fun. I felt like the Honky Tonk Man out there, to be honest with you. It's pretty great. It feels really good. And I thought I taught him a lesson. Like, look, you've overstayed your welcome. Please go. Thought he would. He didn't. Challenged him to Mania. He accepted. Didn't think he was going to accept. And then he hit me over the back with a guitar. So let me tell you, it's a lot more fun to hit someone with a guitar than to get hit with a guitar.
We will we'll get back to that Bad Bunny match in just a minute. I got a couple questions about the reality show. It is returning Miz and Mizards on the Monday night after WrestleMania on the USA Network, 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 Central. So I'm reading the description. You've got season 2.5, right? You got six more episodes of season two. They're calling it season 2.5, but I'm reading the description. And it says all the usual stuff you see in a reality show with a man and a wife. You know, you're going to do the things. You're going to have a pregnancy scare. Listen, I got four kids. I have pregnancy scares every other week. All right. So it also says, and I quote, their moms are ready to date. And then it says, Miz helps his dad find a hobby. Those two things are very fascinating to me. Number one, we're about to find out in the next six episodes, your moms are ready to date. I assume that doesn't mean each other.
No, our moms are ready to date, to get out in the world again. You know, it's been a long time since my mom has been on a date. Like, I honestly feel, you know, sometimes I'll talk to her and she just seems lonely. You know, she just wants to find someone, a companion to talk to hang out with, that likes the thing, same thing she likes, you know, have the same interests. And, you know, she feels like she's ready to get out there. I mean, sometimes it's a confidence thing. Other times it's, you know, she just doesn't do anything. Like, she literally like is around the house. She hangs out with my daughters all the time. You know, she just be a grandma. And so she doesn't, you know, she's been out of the game for so long. How do you get back into the game? So Maurice and I help her and Marjo, you know, kind of get out there again.
Now, what kind of hobby are you finding for your dad? Because my dad's in jail. Anything. He hasn't had many hobbies lately.
Anything to not annoy me. Like, my dad is retired now. He just retired. So he's at the house a lot more. And to have your parents at the house, like, I love my parents to death. I love them. I love them being around my they're my daughters and their grandkids. But there's overstepping your bounds and being at the house a little too much. It's just, it's a little too crazy. And I don't want someone over my shoulder parenting me about my kids. You know, I'm going to learn the way I want to learn, and I'm going to teach them the way I want to teach them, the way I feel I teach them. I don't need someone chirping in my ear about that. So in order to do that, I try to find my dad a hobby. And you will see in the episodes, it is a real treat.
I had my mother-in-law institutionalized. So if you need a guy, I have a number.
Hey, all right. Okay.
So tell me a little bit more about this reality show. New episodes are returning. This has been a game changer for you. Like, this is, you know, we see the life of you and your wife, who's been obviously on WWE TV for a long time too. This isn't WWE though. This is your life.
No, this is completely 100% not about WWE. Obviously, I'm a WWE superstar. My wife is a WWE superstar. And it's kind of, it gives you the insights of what it really is like to be a person in our industry, in the entertainment industry, and what it takes to do that. But not only that, what it takes to be a good father and a good husband and to be a great son and my wife to be a great daughter. You know, it's, you see our whole family dynamic. It gives you the insights. And honestly, it's a straight up comedy because my hell is your laughter. So as much hell as I go through throughout this entire season, it makes people laugh. And I think right now in the world we live in, sometimes you just need something that you can turn your brain off and just enjoy with your entire family and just laugh. And that's exactly what this show does. It's not about the drama. It's not about fighting and arguing. And trust me, there are fights and arguments, but it usually ends with a good laugh.
So let's get that's Miz and Mizrez is coming back to USA Network the night after WrestleMania, which is Monday, April 12th at 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central Time. Let's get back to Mania, WrestleMania 37, exclusively on Peacock on Saturday, April the 10th, Sunday, April the 11th, I believe at 8 p.m. Eastern each night, but it is on those nights. Let's get back to Mania. At WrestleMania, you truly have one of the most remarkable careers in recent times. You have been in battle royals. You've been in tag title matches. You've been in the main event. You've been in ladder matches. And now you're in this spot against Bad Bunny. What's this spot like for you? Because it is a marquee spot facing someone as big as he is.
Every spot is that you can have on WrestleMania is a marquee spot. And anyone that complains that they're not on the card, you have to be at the top of your game to be on WrestleMania. That's what it takes. It takes to be a top-level talent in WWE. And a lot of fans sometimes criticize, you know, WWE for bringing in outsiders to come in. But let's face it, Bad Bunny is a huge megastar. There is no denying that. Whether I like the guy or I hate the guy, he is a huge star who's going to bring an entirely different audience to our show. And to watch and to observe and to see him get beat up the entire time is going to be glee for me. And I hopefully they won't hate me too much to where they will turn a nose to it. But hopefully they'll enjoy and watch and see things that what WWE superstars can do. And it's a great spectacle. It's for the entire family. And honestly, it takes away moments that last a lifetime. Like, there are moments from when I was in high school that I still remember to this day, sitting at home in my living room with my 10 friends, and we're all watching The Rock versus Stone Cold Steve Austin for the WWE Championship. And, you know, I vividly remember all of us cheering, booing, going, I was a Rock fan. All my friends were Austin fans.
Okay, so I'm in the same boat, brother. I'm in the same boat. I had the same room, the same house. And I was a Rock guy, and I had 9 Austin 316 shirts around me.
Yeah.
It was an incredible time to be a fan. We'll get back to that in a minute. I got a couple more questions for The Miz, talking about WrestleMania 37 this weekend. Rank these bunnies, all right, from best to worst. Chocolate Bunny, the Easter Bunny, Bugs Bunny, Bad Bunny.
Wow. I would go Bugs Bunny, Chocolate Bunny, Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
Bad Bunny would be last. Sorry, bud.
Okay.
Yeah.
It happened.
And maybe after our match, he'll elevate himself. But I plan on, like, I always think you have to earn your respect in WWE. And the way you earn it is you take a beating. And if you can take a beating and still get up and shake a person's hand, then you have earned my respect. And I hope, you know, after this match that not only he earns my respect, I hope he earns the WWE universe's respect. Because a lot of times with these type of matches, you'll look on the internet and they're like, oh, this, I can't believe they're giving bad. Why aren't they giving this guy or this guy or this guy? You hear all this negative feedback. And then you'll notice as time progresses, like when they first hear the match, it's usually like, oh, why is this? And then the story starts developing. Then you start getting into it. Then something happens where you're like, ooh, okay. So instead of critiquing it, like this happened with John Cena and Nikki Bella versus myself and Maurice. A lot of people at that time were like, Miz should be going for the WWE Championship. And now, by the way, this was a couple of years ago when I was on a roll with the Intercontinental title. And people thought that, hey, Miz is going to be going against AJ Styles or something like that for WWE Championship. And people thought John should have been going up against The Undertaker that year.
Right.
And so I'll never forget, everyone was just, oh, we don't want to see this. We don't want this match, blah, blah, blah. Why is this match happening? And then Maurice and I did a mock of Total Bellas called Total Bellas BS. And yep, everyone got into it. It was funny. It was entertaining. It was different. And then once that match happened, afterwards, people were like, one of my favorite matches. That story was awesome. Everything was awesome about it. The lead-in, the everything. But at first, nobody wanted it. And that's the best part about WrestleMania. When people go, I don't want this story. I don't want, man. And honestly, everyone's a critic. Everyone has to say something about something going on Raw or SmackDown. I don't like this. This didn't happen. That didn't, But then once they feel the story, once they get into it, and once they see the match, they look back on it and go, pretty good.
It turns out entertaining people are very entertaining when you let the story play out.
Exactly.
I fight that battle in wrestling all the time. I started this podcast because I was tired of all the negativity online. I was tired of everybody trying to rebook this or saying this guy's being buried. No, I love wrestling. I've loved it my entire life, and I'm going to talk about it here. You're more than a decade and a half into your WWE career. Are there still big misconceptions about you out there that you fight to this day, or have you pretty much beaten all those?
I don't know if I've beaten them all, because I think there's still a lot of people that don't like me and boo me, obviously, because I'm a bad guy. People think that I'm arrogant, egotistical person. And I guess sometimes I am. I guess I am very confident in who I am. I know exactly who I am. And I'm kind of proud of that person and the things I've accomplished. And now I'm just trying to be the best dad I could possibly be to my daughters, the best husband I could possibly be. And hopefully that's a success. But obviously there's misconceptions about everyone, I think. You know, I mean, I imagine when people listen to you, they think one thing or another just because you said a word they didn't like, or, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I think I still have some misconceptions, but hopefully through time, I will be able to beat them. Like, I still am looked at as a reality star, you know, and before I never liked that. Now I do, because guess what? I got my own reality show that I'm a producer on, and it's very successful. And whenever you have a successful show on TV, it opens the doors for so many different things.
All right, so I got a couple more questions. We're talking to The Miz. He's facing Bad Bunny at WrestleMania 37 exclusively on Peacock Saturday, April 10th, and Sunday, April 11th. Two more questions for you. How much fun are you having getting to go around with John Morrison again?
I'm having a blast. Honestly, John brings out the best in me. He really does. He's an out-of-the-box thinker. He's very creative, almost too creative. Like, he's so smart that I literally go, I don't know what you're saying, and I don't think our fans will either, because I don't even know what it is. But then he'll explain it to me, and I'll go, that's genius.
Yeah.
But no one's going to get it. He's so smart. And, I mean, these raps that we do, you know, we just came out with Hey, Hey, Hop, Hop. Get it on iTunes. You know, we do the music video. John creates a lot of the lyrics, like all the stupid lyrics, like the pop culture references, like I'll create, but John comes up with a lot of those raps. Like, we'll sit in a car or we'll sit in a table and I'll just start listening to it. Like, I'll be like, start freestyling. Like, that was good. That one, that one, that one, that one. And then I'll go, let's bring this in. Let's bring this in. You know, the guy's a rock star. Who's the most critical that all the fans hate as a rock fan? Oh, Nickelback. Oh, let's say that Nickelback rocks harder. Even though I'm a huge fan of Nickelback. As a matter of fact, they were our lead for Monday Night Raw for a long time. And there's no denying the talent there, but it's still like, it's a great line. So yeah, I mean, he comes up with a lot of that stuff, and he moves me to do things I normally wouldn't do. Like, I'm not a singer. I don't sing. But John gets me to do that stuff. We do music videos. It's just fun. We're having a blast.
So last question for you, and I'll let you go. I appreciate your time as always. You're one of the most generous with your time at WWE from what I hear, and you're always a great interview. I appreciate you being on wrestling. Excluding the WrestleManias that you've been in, including the one you main evented, WrestleMania 27, excluding those, what is your favorite WrestleMania of all time?
Wow. It's a good question, because it's one of those things that I, it's not about the entire show. It's about the like moments I always think about. Like I think about me suplexing Shane off of a rafter that's like 20 feet high, and I don't like heights. Like I'll deal with them. Yeah. I can, but when I'm up there, I do not want to be up there. And to suplex someone off the top of there, like that was I was very, very nervous, because that's very dangerous. And that's why we tell kids not to try what we do at home. I mean, that was very dangerous, and we did it and I survived it. And I was like, wow, that was incredible. To have my dad being inside a WrestleMania ring, is just amazing. I love the moment of Sean saying, like, I love you. And then picking Ric Flair. Like, that's embedded in my head. The matches with Shawn Michaels and The Undertaker, anything with The Undertaker, his entrances each and every single year. You know, I still watch, you know, Steamboat and Savage all the time, you know, just to learn from it. Like even to this day, it still stands the test of time, you know, even with how fast, you know, wrestling has gotten, you know, it still stands. Like you look at those matches and you're like, wow, it's incredible. I mean, Shane jumping off of a Hell in a Cell onto a table. I mean, I remember when Mankind did it, and I thought that was crazy. And then seeing Shane go probably like 10 feet higher, I was like, oh my gosh, guy's crazy.
Yeah, I was. I go back to like, I always go to WrestleMania 3, Steamboat Savage. I'm very much like you. I go back to Savage and Elizabeth getting back together at WrestleMania 7. WrestleMania
Hulk Hogan picking up Andre.
Hulk Hogan picking up Andre. WrestleMania X7, Rock and Austin, and all that craziness there. It truly is. It's the best event of the calendar. It is the granddaddy of them all, the showcase of the immortals. Whatever, I'll give you the last word. You're facing Bad Bunny, WrestleMania 37. What can we expect?
Expect the unexpected, because to be honest, I don't even know what to expect. WrestleMania is coming, and expect that every single superstar, every single person on that WrestleMania card is at the top of their game, because literally we get started and it's like, you want to be at your best. You want to be at your top. And so I hope, I pray that Bad Bunny's been training. I don't know if he has. I've heard rumblings that he has. And if he has been training, fantastic. That's going to be great. But one thing is for sure, he's going to get a beating. And I apologize to all of his fans in advance. I hope that once I'm done with him, that not only will he have the respect of the WWE Universe, but I hope he has my respect. Because right now he doesn't. And no television celebrity, actor, music person, sports star, they don't have my respect until they earn the respect in a WWE ring. Their performances, yes, 100%. Acting, yes, 100%. But coming into a WWE ring, it's a whole nother level of respect. And you have to earn that respect.
That is The Miz. He is facing Bad Bunny at WrestleMania 37. Miz, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Great interview.
All right. There we go. All right. Are you good?
Yeah, man. Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate you taking the time to do this interview.
It's been awesome. You were great. I appreciate it.
Yeah, everything, man. All good. How's your interviewing been? How's the show been going?
Oh, fantastic. Well, fantastic. I got Triple H next week. We're coming down like Thursday for Mania.
Excellent.
It's my first Mania ever. I'm 41 years old. I've never been to one because I grew up very, very poor. But I am I'm so freaking excited.
It's fine. You're allowed to swear. I'm a big boy. It's okay.
It's also
when you see me, make sure you say hi. All right.
Yeah, and I'll have your Barstool cup next week.
I can't wait. Better be clean.
I'm not promising that shit.
I don't want to use Barstool cup, but thank you.
Always fun talking to The Miz. He is. You know, love him or hate him, he knows how to work a crowd. He knows how to work an interview. He's a pro. He is a pro's pro. I do hate that I didn't get Triple H. I was going to have him Monday. Fucking COVID, man. But hopefully we'll get Triple H. We'll get Shawn Michaels. We'll get these legends that I've been trying to get for a while. Very, very, very soon. All right. I've got two. We just made the list this week because it's WrestleMania week, right? You can't do just one. So I've got two. I'll run through them very, very quickly. And before I do that, let's talk about a favorite championship of mine. It's called One Championship. The home of martial arts comes to prime time in the U.S. It's One Championship's biggest month in history with 4 weeks of blockbuster events in April. immediately following AEW Dynamite every Wednesday night. Don't miss one on TNT at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time. You can witness nonstop martial arts action in MMA, Muay Thai, and kickboxing in a cage. It's a martial arts spectacle like you've never seen before. One on TNT airs on Wednesday nights on TNT after AEW at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time. Catch the lead card starting at 8:30 p.m. on Bleacher Report. The best fights are on Wednesday motherfucking nights.
You just made the list.
My top five favorite WrestleMania matches, period. These are just my favorite WrestleMania matches. And yours can be different, but nobody ever gets tired of hearing lists about their favorite WrestleMania matches. Number five, WrestleMania 6, Sky Dome, main event, Hogan, Warrior. I give this the nod over Hogan Rock. I don't know why. It happened at a time in my life. I was 11 years old, 1990. These guys were bigger than life to me, and it was a bigger than life showdown. It lived up to everything. Way better match than had any right being, depending on who was in there. Hogan Warrior, Sky Dome, WrestleMania 6, number five. Number four, the two biggest stars in the history of the business at the height of their powers, WrestleMania X7, The Rock, Stone Cold Steve Austin in the Astrodome. Say what you want about the heel turn, but the match kicked every type of ass that there is to be kicked. That is my number four. Number three, Shawn and Undertaker, WrestleMania 25. This probably higher on many people's list. Three is very, 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 very high. It's an excellent match. I just happen to like the two above it a little bit more. But Shawn Taker, number three for me. Number two, Macho Man Randy Savage, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, WrestleMania 3, 93,000 people. It really doesn't get any better than that. The first great WrestleMania match and still holds the test of time right there. And number one for me, WrestleMania 13 sucked. It was a one-match card, but boy, it's the best match in the history of WrestleMania. Bret and Austin. Stone Cold Steve Austin, Bret Hart, the best double turn in the history of the business. The true start of Austin becoming the biggest star in the history of the business. Bret turns heel. Just pro wrestling beauty from start to finish. It is incredible. Now, again, that's Hogan Warrior at number five, Rock Austin 4, Shawn Taker at 3, Savage Steamboat at 2, and Bret Stone Cold Steve Austin, number one. Now, that's my first list. My second list, which maybe we'll do the graphic. We'll do a graphic one today. Let's do graphic two Friday. Fellas, I've been told nothing gets the pussy wetter than a new wrestling shirt. If you've ever, I've heard that getting pussy wet is good. I don't know. I haven't seen one in months. Anyway, wrestling shirts. If you've seen me wear them, they got my logo. They got me on there. They got the wrestling. If you haven't bought one yet, you need to get one. And you can get one for all your favorite Barstool people and podcasts. God knows I got a bunch of them. Spring is officially here. Warmer weather is on its way. Whether you're hitting the course or enjoying some drinks in the sun, the Barstool Sports Store's newest spring arrivals will have you looking good all season long. Head to store.barstoolsports.com to shop now and get a wrestling shirt.
You just made the list.
My second list, the five most underrated matches in WrestleMania history. Here we go. I'll go quickly again. I'm sorry. I will be back very soon. I'll be better very soon. I'm doing my best. I appreciate you listening, though. Thank you very much. Voicemails will also return next week. I just don't have the energy to get through them. I tried to limit myself to 30 minutes today. All right. Number five, most underrated WrestleMania matches ever. Shawn Michaels and Chris Jericho. And I was on the fence about this one because I don't know how underrated it truly is, but I really feel like it's a top 10 to 15 match in Mania history. I don't feel like it gets treated like that. Number four, Undertaker CM Punk at WrestleMania 29. Secret about me, I've told you guys before, I didn't care for the streak. I didn't like it. I thought it was stupid. But Undertaker and Punk was something that stood out even in the face of the streak. And the streak ended the next year. Kind of wish Punk had ended it now looking back. But Undertaker Punk was great. Number three, WrestleMania 22 hardcore match, Edge, Mick Foley. One of the great, certainly the greatest hardcore match in the history of WrestleMania. One of the great matches and doesn't really get treated as such. It was incredible. Number two, Shawn Michaels has so many great matches. So many that this one kind of slides under the radar a little bit, in my opinion. Shawn Michaels, Kurt Angle, as far as pure wrestling goes, one of the great matches ever. It was great. WrestleMania 21. And my number one most underrated WrestleMania match of all time is one that truly does not get rated highly by very many people, Bret Hart. Wow, Bret Hart's number one on both these lists. Bret Hart, Rowdy Roddy Piper, Intercontinental title match, WrestleMania 8. WrestleMania 8, not remembered that fondly by a lot of people. It's my favorite. It's my personal favorite Mania. But they did a 13-minute match with a storyline they just created out of thin air, and it was great. It was incredible. And it just doesn't get the love it deserves. That's the most underrated WrestleMania match ever. 5, HBK Jericho. 4, Taker Punk. 3, Edge and Mick Foley. 2, Shawn Michaels and Kurt Angle. Number 1, Bret the Hitman Hart, Rowdy Roddy Piper. That's weird that Bret's number 1 on both those lists. I'm more of a Shawn guy, but I guess, you know, numbers don't lie there. He had some great matches. He's a great wrestler. All right. Truth-telling time. This is Thursday. We usually record on Monday and release on Tuesday. I couldn't get out of bed. I couldn't get off the couch. I'm about to go right back to the couch now. The quality of this show, in my opinion, is not great, but it is me checking in and telling you guys, hello, I'm fine. I'm going to be fine, and I appreciate you guys being fans of wrestling, being fans of me, and I love this shit. You love this shit. WrestleMania this weekend, going to it with an open mind. Wrestling is better than no wrestling. And I am very, very excited for this event. I'm excited for everybody gets to go. I'm very jealous. Good luck to everybody involved. I will be back Sunday night, hopefully. Sunday night with a full recap podcast, and we'll dive right into it, and then we'll get back on our regular schedule. Thank you guys for putting up with my voice, for putting up with me. I appreciate it. That is wrestling.